precious and base metals exploration and development company Greatland Gold has made an investor announcement. Sean Day is the chief executive of Greatland Gold. He's been in that position for 6 months. And today's announcement, Sean, shows just how busy you've been over the past 6 months.
Hi, Sarah, and thanks for having me on the program again. Look, yeah, today's announcement being an exploration update just shows the degree of progress happening at Havieron. It's all part of this 65,000-metre drill program, which is all focused on growth drilling. That's identifying new resources and mineralisation outside the existing JORC resource shell. And we've got 8 rigs presently spinning at site. So it's a very active program.
Okay, so for investors who don't know what Havieron's all about, you're developing a world-class gold copper mine. So in terms of the drilling results that you've had, how meaningful are the results?
Look, every time we drill at Havieron, it just seems to hit really good mineralization. And this campaign's been no exception. 7 holes, 7 really good intercepts. In fact, one of those holes, 85 metres at 11 grams gold plus 0.3 copper, is the 5th best intercept we've had at the mine. So, and that's all at depth. That's under this existing resource. So it just builds that confidence for us as a team, but also for our shareholders, of the continuity and the continuation of grade in this ore body.
But of course, as you drill, it's a costly exercise. So how are you doing in terms of keeping control of the purse strings as you continue to drill?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, we're really fortunate to have a tier one joint venture partner in Newcrest Mining. They have the existing Telfer asset just 45 kilometres away already in the Paterson. And that gives us this huge amount of infrastructure to leverage off. And so the combination of utilizing that existing infrastructure, their 35 years of experience in the Paterson, drives costs down. But in addition to that, they've got a US $65 million earn-in as part of them coming into our joint venture. In addition to that, they've made a US $50 million loan available to us. So from a Greatland Gold perspective, we've got this beautiful opportunity to have a low-risk startup with an incumbent operator, which is really a greenfield or brownfield development for Newcrest. And we can do that in a very cost-effective way from our perspective because of the earn-in and leveraging the existing Newcrest infrastructure.
So where your project is based is in a very busy part of Australia. There's lots of people prospecting there. So what about the calibre of your neighbours?
Look, across the sector, gold and copper are doing extremely well. So you are seeing this increase in activity across the space. The Paterson has been really an absolute mecca for that activity. You've had the Havieron discovery, and then to the north, you've had Rio Tinto with its Winu discovery as well. So 2 really meaningful projects have been discovered in the last few years. And what you've seen across the board is an increase in the sector, but also that Paterson address being really desired. And you've seen the benefits of that as a Greatland Gold shareholder. You've seen the interest in the stock. You've seen us deliver results at Havieron, and you've seen that be rewarded in the share price. So it's been a really good experience to be there, but it's a great address, and we're really excited about the other opportunities that sit within the Paterson.
Okay, well, today's announcement is confidence building for shareholders. I'm wondering if the next key milestone is the completion of the pre-feasibility study. Are you still on track to deliver that in the second half of 2021?
Thanks, Sarah. Yeah, we're really confident that we'll deliver the pre-feasibility study in the second half of this year as expected. A lot of work is going into that as we speak. And together with the drill program that continues to feed information into that feasibility study, there should be a lot of confidence that that pre-feasibility study will come out in the back half of this year. And what that will really probably do is target coming into that high-grade Southern Crescent. That's where the decline will kind of strike, come into the ore body. And I think that gives us a potential for a high-grade, high cash flow start to the operations at Havieron.
A lot to look forward to. Sean Day, Chief Executive of Greatland Gold, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks again, Sarah, and thanks for everyone taking the time to listen.